Okay, so let's start the shiur. Okay, so instead of saying a shiur on like we usually do on the parsha, we're going to give the shiur this week on Megillas Rus, us Ashkenazim. I think by Sfardim you don't read it, but by the Ashkenazim we read Megillas Rus on Shavuos. There's many, many reasons why we read Rus on Shavuos. Okay, so why do we read the book of Rus on Shavuos? Okay, so I'll just run through quickly some of the reasons. What the most obvious reason that sounds like, because Rus is a story about someone who converts to Judaism, and Shavuos is a day that we were Mekabel the Torah, and Rus is a person that was Mekabel the Torah, so it's reminiscent of what happened on Shavuos of Kabbalah Satayra. Then there's some other very beautiful reasons that are given. The Gemara in Bracha says that things that are very spiritual, Eretz Yisrael and Torah, there are certain things, Olam Haba, need Yisurim to acquire it. Right? Things that are physical don't need so much Yisurim to acquire it. But things that are very spiritual, you need to go through a process. And this story is the process of Rus, which eventually culminates in Malchus Beis David. And how many hurdles and how many ups and downs did we get till we got to Malchus Beis David? She was almost rejected from Malchus Beis David because Amayni Moyamaynis, Mayaviv Loyamayavis. And so much pain and toil has to go into it to acquire something good. So that's a lesson you learn, never to give up, to keep on persevering when it comes to spirituality. Okay, some of the other reasons are, we know Shavuos in the Torah is not even called Zman Matan Torah Seinu. That's in Siddur. In the Torah, Shavuos has a different name. Shavuos is called Chag HaKotzir. Okay, it's called Chag HaKotzir. It's actually a question, why doesn't the Torah, the Kli Yakar and Pashas Emor wants to know, why doesn't the Torah make a mention that Shavuos is a day of Kabbalah Satayra? It's like really bizarre, right? If you ask any little kid, why do we celebrate Shavuos? It's the day we got the Torah. It's not even mentioned in the Torah that we got the Torah on the day of Shavuos. It doesn't say a word. And there's a similar question. If you ask any little kid, what is happening in Rosh Hashanah? It's called Yom HaDin. In the Torah, it doesn't say anything about a Yom HaDin. It's Gemara, it's Mishnayos. It's very interesting. Both these things. So Kli Yakar happens to say that both ideas are really one. We don't want to make as if the Torah is saying that Shavuos is the day we go learn Torah. So everyone gets up and stays up the whole Shavuos night and learns Torah. But the rest of the year, don't bother me about the Kabbalah Zotayra. I'll come back to you on Shavuos. And the same thing, we know Rosh Hashanah and Asar Yisimei Tshuva, you have to repent. We don't want it to be as if, like, okay, I'll repent when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but don't bother me the rest of the year. The Torah doesn't specify the dates of Torah and Tshuva, as if to say, really, every year, every day, you have to learn Torah and you have to do Tshuva. These are special days of the year, but the Torah kind of hides the information from us. But Chazal, we don't know that Shavuos is the day of Kabbalah Satayra. Fine. But the Torah doesn't call Shavuos, so on a biblical level, when you read the Torah, what does it seem like? What does it seem like? What does it seem like Shavuos is all about? Chag HaKatzir. If you lived in agriculture-based society, it was a very happy time when you harvested your produce. It's a very happy time. It's Chag HaKatzir. Okay, so that's what the Torah calls Shavuos, the day of Katzir. Okay, so since the Shavuos is the Katzir, and the story of Rus happened Bizman Katzir during the harvest season, that's why we read it on Shavuos. So there's all kinds of different reasons why we read on Shavuos. Another reason why we read on Shavuos is David HaMelech's yard site, which is Shavuos, and the story of Rus is how we get to David. Okay, so on and so forth. Today I want to tell you over something very beautiful from the Vilna Gaon. Okay, so we all know the story of Rus. What happened in Sefer Rus? There was a terrible famine during the Shavuot HaShoftim, during the Shoftim. There was a person, a very great person in Klai Yisrael, name was Elimelech. He had two sons, Machlon and Kilion. And the famine was terrible, and they said, we're getting out of Eretz Yisrael, and they moved to Sedei Moav. They moved to the fields of Moav. Okay? They got there, and tragedy strikes. Elimelech dies, Machlon and Kilion die, and Nami has to come back to Israel. Terrible, tragic circumstances. And she comes back with these two daughter-in-laws, Rus and Arpa. right? You know, Rusan Arpa. Arpa eventually turned her back and went back. The word Arpa actually means the back of your neck. She turned her back on her mother-in-law. And Rus, right? Rus, by the way, another reason why we read Rus on Shavuos is Rus is Gematria 606. If you're a convert to Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach, and then you accept upon yourself 606 new mitzvahs like Rus. Okay, that's what she did. Anyways, that's a remez. Anyways, so the story happens that they come back, and they come to the back to Yisrael, and then the whole events happen with Boaz, and she meets Rus meets Boaz, they end up getting married, and they end up having a child, and that child eventually ended up being the grandfather of David HaMelech. That's the story of Rus. And one more point, that incredible. If you read Rus, it's an incredible emotional story. It talks about tremendous kindness that Boaz had for Nami and Rus. And that's another lesson. When we makabel the Torah is not just a theoretical book of interesting laws and facts. Torah has to make a person someone which is Torah's chesed al lishono. And that's what you see in Sefer Rus. Boaz was the leader of Klal Yisrael, and he was a shining example of kindness and taking care of a ger and doing the yibum in the story. It's a beautiful story. Okay, so what I want to focus on the following. When they're coming back from Stei Moav, so it says that Rus turns to his two daughter-in-laws, and she says, girls, go back home. There's nothing for you. You don't have to come back with me. Okay? And it's a very emotional scene. Vatisena kolon vativkena. They raise their voice and they wail, they cry. Vatishak arpa lechamaisu. They kiss each other. Verust davkaba. Verust insisted on staying with Nami. Vatoyman, she said, hine shavi vimtech. Nami tells Rus, go back with your sister-in-law. There's nothing for you here. El amo velo leheho, shuvi achri vimte. Go back with Arpa. Vatoma Rus, al tifki vi. Don't implore me to leave. Li ozveich, lo shuv me'acharoyich. Ki el asher telchi eilech, wherever you go, eilech, I will go. Basher tolini, wherever you sleep, I will sleep. Amech ami, your nation is my nation. Ve'elohayich Elohai, your God is my God. Ba'asher tomusi amos, where you die, I will die. Ve'shomek haver, that's where I want to be buried. Ko yasa Hashem li, so should Hashem do to me, v'chol Yosef, ki ha'maves yafrid b'ini uveinev. Only death will do us part. It's a phrase that they say, comes from here. Death will do us part is what Rus told Nami. Ki hamaves yafri beini uveinech. Vatera ki misametzes. When Rus saw that she's misametzes, I want to explain what that word means in 1 minute. Vatera ki misametzes hi lolechaz ito, vatechdal ledaber ito. Okay, so what does this word misametzes mean and what does the pasuk mean? When Nami saw that Rus was insisting, then Rus stopped trying to persuade her out of it. That's the simple meaning. Okay? Now, exactly what does that mean? Rus was trying to tell her, go back home. So it seems like that she saw that she was like a nudnik. She was persistent. She said, okay, you can come with me. Okay? So first the pashup shot. The Gemara in Yevamah says the laws of a convert is the following. You never know if a convert is sincere or not, so you try to scare them away. Maybe the convert is a girl or a guy, and they're dating a very good-looking person, and they only want to convert because they want to marry into the family, right? A lot of not Gentile women say they want to marry a nice Jewish guy, right? Jewish husbands are known to be very nice, okay? So you have this Gentile girl, she wants a Jewish guy. When I was in Far Rockaway, I had a Shabbos guy near me. Okay, hold on, I'm sorry. It's on mute. Sorry about this. Okay, I apologize about that. Okay, I'm going to reiterate the question. The question's like this. When Nami and Rus were coming back from Sedei Mayav, Nami told Rus, go back, don't come. There's nothing for you here in Eretz Yisrael. And it says Rus was insisting. And then Rus was imploring her that she wants to come back, and says Nami then relented and said, okay, come back to Eretz Yisrael. So I'm explaining what that the Torah says, Vatera ki misametzes, when Nami saw that Rus was insisting on joining, she let her come. Vatera ki misametzes ilechazito, vatechtela dabi ima, she stopped trying to persuade her out of it. That's what the pasuk says. So I first want to explain what that means according to the Gemara. Okay, so if somebody wants to become a convert, the Gemara says, you don't know if they're sincere or not, you try to scare them away. I don't mean scare them away in an aggressive way. You try to dissuade them, persuade them out of it by telling them, you know, there's a lot of hard mitzvahs. You sure you're going to be able to keep it? If they really are sincere, then you accept them. Okay, and the Gemara says, I'm going to read to you the Gemara in Yevamos. Omar Mar, the morning of Amos is Daf Mem Zayin and Bebeis. Ger Shabolis Gayer, a convert that wants to become a Ger. You say, Marisa Shabolis Gay, why do you think it's good to be a Jew? Umay Dien, I say, Mrs. Kalsam Xchamurus. You tell the convert, you know, there's some very hard mitzvahs. My Taima, the E Parish Nefesh. It's a way to dissuade them from becoming a Jew because we don't know if they're sincere. Okay? The ain marbin alav, the ain medakni alav. But if you see the sincere, then you accept them. How do you know that? Rabbi loves them because it says vateri ki misametzes iloleches vatechtal ledabeleil. Meaning, the Gemara is understanding this dialogue to be a dialogue in halacha of geirus. Rus wanted to join Klai Yisrael, so it was like a geirus right now. So you're supposed to try to dissuade them, and that's what Nami was doing to Rus. She was trying to say, don't come back. There's nothing good. It's too hard. And Rus was insisting. Once you insist, the rule is, oh, you're insisting, then you're sincere, then we allow you to be a convert. And that's what the pasuk means. That Nami tells Rus, don't come with us. But when she saw that she was being stubborn, she wants to be a convert, and she's doing it sincerely, then we allow her to be the convert. That's the halacha here. Okay, this is a very beautiful Gemara. I read to you the psukim before. It sounds so poetic, right? What did Rus tell her mother-in-law? Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you sleep, I will sleep. Wherever you die, I will die. Wherever you're buried, I want to be buried. Only death do us part. So the Gemara says, you know what the discussion was? Nami was trying to tell Rus, it's too hard to be a Jew. You sure you want to be a Jew? Do you know on Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos out of the city? Rus responded, well, wherever you walk, that's where I will walk. Nami says to Rus, do you know that you're not allowed to be in the same room with another man? That's yichud. Wherever you sleep, I will sleep. I won't sleep in the wrong places. Do you know the halacha is that if you violate Shabbos, you could be killed, and if you violate, there's other types of capital punishment in the Torah, where however you die, I will die. Do you know that if you're over skila and you violate capital punishment to the special base of kfaris for you, wherever you're buried, I will bury. She was telling her the laws of Geirus in this parsha. And when she saw that she was misametzes, she was persistent, then she said, okay, you don't persuade them out of it. I one time saw a very interesting thing. I have a 2-volume book on the Toldos of Rabbi Kiva Eger. On the pasuk in end of Sefer Devarim, it says, Haifia Mahar Paran. Right, v'zayis habracha. Haifia, Hashem appeared from Har Paran. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says on that something very interesting. Where do Geirim come from? He says something so unbelievable. You know where Geirim come from? God came to every nation and asked him, do you want the Torah? Right, we all learned this as a kid. So he went to Yishmael and he asked him, do you want the Torah? He said, well, what is it saying? It says, don't steal. He says, sorry, it's in our blood to steal. Yodei bakol v'yad kol boy. Okay, he went to Edom. What, Edom, do you want the Torah? What does it say on it? It says, don't murder. It's not for us. It's in our DNA. We murder. Al-Khar b'chotichya. And he went to every single nation. He went to every single nation. And every single nation had a reason not to accept the Torah. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, that's the nations on a general level. The nations on a general level didn't want the Torah. But there were individuals in every nation that wanted it. And those neshamas became the Geirim. You hear that? Those neshamas became the Geirim. Okay. So I wanted to now share with you how the Vilna Gaon learns this pasuk, Vatera Kihim Mesametzes. Okay, Vatera Kihim Mesametzes. Listen to this on the guide. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a different interpretation of what it means, Vatera Kihim Mesametzes. When Nami saw Rus, she was struggling, then she stopped talking to her. Listen to this unbelievable pshat from the Vilna Gaon. Goes like this. The Gemara in Bracha says the Yetzahara is like a fly. It's like a zvuv. Yoishev al beiz maftechelev. The Yetzahara is like a fly that sits on both sides of your heart. Okay? Now, that's very strange. What does your heart represent? We say in Krishma, V'yohavte Hashem lekecha b'chol levavcha. You have to serve God with your whole heart. That means a person is pulled in different ways. The Yetzer Tov is one side of your heart, and the Yetzer Hara is the other side of your heart. The Yetzer Tov pulls you in one direction, the Yetzer Hara pulls you in another direction. This Gemara says the Yetzer Hara is a fly, Zavuve Mavis Yavish, Yabi Hashem Rokeach. The fly sits on both sides of your heart. What's the fly doing on both sides of the heart? It should be a fair deal, right? The Yetzer Tov should be on one side, the Yetzer Hara should be on the other side. That's what the Vilna Gaon asks. The Vilna Gaon says something amazing. Yetzer Tov only tells you to do one thing. To do good. Yetzer Tov tells you to do good. The Yetzer Hara sits on both sides of your heart. What does that mean? Sometimes it'll tell you to do bad. The Yetzer Hara sometimes tells you to do averis. But let's say you're a good guy. He tells you to steal. I don't steal. So how does he convince you to do an avera? You know how he convinces you to do an avera? He hides the avera behind a mitzvah, and he pushes you to do a mitzvah. I remember one time I was in a shul, and I was overhearing two people talking. So one guy said something very nasty about another guy. So his friend said, you know, that's lashon hara. Why would you say that? The guy said, on this guy, it's a mitzvah to speak bad about him. It's a Maridika mitzvah. The guy, so I was there, I said, oh, you're looking to do a mitzvah? I know a family in Bnei Brak that needs a lot of money. Are you able to help that family? See, that mitzvah I don't want. I only want this mitzvah. Okay? So that's what it means. The Yetzara is Yoishiv al Beiz Maftechelev. One side of your heart represents the desire to do good. One side of your heart is desire to do evil. The Yetzara is on both. He sometimes pulls you to do bad, but sometimes he can't tell you to do bad. So you know what he tells you? He hides the mitzvah around in Avera, and he convinces you to do the mitzvah. Convinces you to do the mitzvah. So, like, I'll give you an example. Now, people, I'll first tell you the Vilna Gaon's question. The Vilna Gaon's question is, if that's the case, the Yetzer is pushing you to do mitzvahs, that maybe it's really an Avera hidden behind it. So how do we ever know if it's a mitzvah or an Avera? Right? How do we ever know if it's a mitzvah or an Avera? I'll give you an example. All your kids are home Shabbos afternoon, and you want to learn. So who's telling you to learn? Is that the Yetzer Hara telling you to go to the Beis Medrash to learn? Or is it the Yetzer Tov? Go learn. You don't learn a whole week, go learn. Or is it the Yetzer Hara telling you, you don't want to deal with your kids Shabbos afternoon, so you tell your wife to have a chavrusa. It's a classic tactic. Tell your wife, you got a chavrusa. No, but seriously, on some level, maybe you should go learn. You spend some time with your kids, and then I have to learn. A Jew has to learn every day. Not always during the week I can learn, but I have to learn. So what should I do? I don't know if it's the Yetzer Tov or the Yetzer Hara. How should a person know if it's the Yetzer Tov or the Yetzer Hara? Good question. I saw this question in Vilna Gaon on Rus, and I saw the same exact question in the Sefer Igra Dekala from the Bnei Yisrael. Okay, so the Bnei Yisrael says a little bit different than the Gra. I'll start with the Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael says, we see how, if you're so consistent, if you're inconsistent, then you know it's the Yetzer Hara, right? You don't love to do mitzvahs. A guy doesn't love to do mitzvahs. Suddenly he's very into doing mitzvahs, then you know it's not coming from a good place. Okay, I want to explain what the Gra says. Listen to the Vilna Gaon, very holy Vilna Gaon. And this we could take out from Rus to our personal Avodas Hashem. Again, so the question is, the Yetzer Tov always tells you to do mitzvahs. The Yetzer Hara doesn't always tell you to do averis. Sometimes he tells you to do an avera, and sometimes, when you don't listen to him, he takes the avera and hides it as a mitzvah. Okay? So now you have a dilemma. When I have a mitzvah to do, how do I know who's telling me what to do? Is it the Yetzer Tov, or is it the Yetzer Hara? Now, obviously, there's going to be some clear-cut cases, right? If in your voice you hear, go kill that guy, you know that's the Yetzer Hara. If someone's drowning and someone you hear the voice in your head, you say, save that person, of course you know that's the Yetzer Tov, right? But then there's some gray areas that you're not sure if it's the Yetzer Tov or the Yetzer Hara. So what do? Right? There's a fight in the community. And you feel it's very wrong, so you want to get up and make a demonstration, speak out about it. Who's telling you to do that? The Yetzer Hara is telling you to get involved in the machlokas? Or the Yetzer Tov is telling you to stand up for what's right? So many times in our lives, we are faced with gray area dilemmas, and we don't know what to do. We don't know if it's the Yetzer Tov or the Yetzer Hara. So how do we resolve this? The Vilna Gaon says, a person by nature is extremely lazy. We're from Yesod HaOfer. People don't like to do things, get up and do things. The action that you feel energized to do, that's probably the action that the Yetzer Hara is telling you to do. If you feel like you want to run and do it, then that's probably the Yetzer Hara. There's a story that I read in a biography of Chaim Brisker. It was a town in Europe, people generally very poor, and it was very hard to give charity. And a speaker came, a very great inspirational speaker, and he riled up everybody to give charity, and everybody started running to give the guy a check or money for charity. And Reb Chaim says, I'm not giving a penny. And they looked into it, and they found this guy was a fake. He says, it's not possible that people should run such reasons to do it. It must be the Yetzer was energizing people because it was for not a good cause. Okay, that's the story of Chaim Brisker. So the same exact thing. If a person faces a dilemma, what should I do? Should I do action A or should I do action B? They both, right? I don't know who's telling me what. The action that you want to do, you want to run out and do it, that's how you know that that's probably from the Yetzer Hara. The action that seems to be a little bit harder to do, that's probably from the Yetzer Tov. Of course, use your discretion and think things through clearly when you have such a dilemma. Okay? But listen to how the Vilna Gaon says the pshat in his pasuk. Listen to this. This, the Gemara says, was a discussion of Ruth becoming a Geiris. We didn't know if she was sincere or not. So how did Nami know if Ruth was sincere or not? The Vilna Gaon says, Vatera, when Nami saw Ki Mis Ametzes, that in order for Ruth to come with her, it was a struggle. Ki Mis Ametzes, Ruth saw wasn't easy. She wasn't gung-ho. Oh, yeah, I want to be Jewish. She wasn't wild and going crazy. Let's be Jewish. It wasn't with a wildkite to be a Jew. She saw that it was deliberate. It was with a struggle. She was pushing herself to do it. Oh, now it's hard? Then it's a simon. Then it's a techta ledabrita. She stopped dissuading her. Because then she saw that sincere. She saw sincere. Things that are good don't come so easy. Things that are good come with a struggle. And when Nami saw that, she understood that it was coming from a good place. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. That's our mahalak and avedis Hashem. Always have to suspect yourself. If the mitzvah is coming too easy, you have to think twice about it. That's the idea. But when she saw Vateri Ki Mis Ametzes, then Vatechtal Lidabrita, everybody should have a Gevaldik Shuas, and I apologize for the Zoom going on and off.
We need Simcha back.
We need Simcha back.